Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. This story may strike a note with all Barbadians who have taken public transportation with a certain amount of frequency, especially over the last 40 years or so. On this day, January 14th, 1815, the newspaper, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette, carried government notices concerning the conduct of drivers of cart and wagon. These drivers, many of them enslaved people, were said to be, quote, driving furiously the cattle under their charge on the public roads, to the imminent danger and annoyance of Her Majesty's subjects, unquote. The notice inferred that this carelessness and shameful conduct had caused accidents in the past and constituted immense cruelty to the animals. In the early decades of the 19th century, these carts and wagons were the main source of transportation of plantation produce of sugar, molasses, rum, cotton, and ginger to the port towns. Such cargo is very precious to the profitability of the plantations and had to be protected. The return trip from the towns to the plantations could see wagons and carts loaded with goods such as flour, butter, herring, clothing, and lumber. As is the case in modern times with many buses and ZRs, drivers of carts and wagons enjoyed the thrill of a race to and from the port towns for bragging rights, causing unease to those using the public roads. Indeed, there is evidence of donkey races organized by the enslaved people at Newton Plantation in the 1790s. By January 1815, the situation had clearly gotten out of hand. In fact, a year earlier, the legislature passed an act to curb this reckless driving, requiring owners to have their names inscribed, quote, on the fore of such cart, wain, or wagon, unquote. In addition, the name of the estate or place to which the cart or wagon belonged had to be placed in conspicuous letters so that persons could easily identify the offenders. For flouting this law, offenders, that is, the owners of carts and wagons, were to be fined 50 shillings, with the informer receiving a portion of this money. This practice of racing for bragging rights was not limited to on-land transport. In the late 19th and early 20th centuries, even captains of inter-island schooners traveling from British Guiana and Trinidad to Barbados, laden with lumber and kerosene, got into the act as a means of entertaining themselves as they plied their trade between the territories. In the middle of the 20th century, it was commonplace for omnibuses to race to their destinations, especially on excursions. Thus, the notice to crack down on reckless drivers of carts and wagons placed in the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette on this day in 1815 is an indication that while carts and wagons have disappeared, the practice of reckless driving using other modes of transportation continues to cause problems in Barbados in the 21st century.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.